This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Listeners to the program wrote this to me. There's a lady, I won't say her name, not that it matters, but and she probably wouldn't care, but she says this: the coronavirus pandemic is a hoax, in my opinion. The real pandemics, rare STDs, opiate addiction, diseases from self-abuse like lung and cardiac disease, and obesity. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. She's right. There are many, many things that are much worse than the coronavirus. And I remember when I saw the, like, Ebola and, or Hantavirus and things like that, these infectious diseases that could be unleashed, and they show what the body does, like the breakdown of cell structure. I was like, wow, that's insane. You know, you watch Outbreak, you know, or something like that. You remember that Dustin Hoffman movie or something like that? It was a stupid movie, but, or Andromeda Strain, whatever. These movies that tell you about these crazy things that make you, oh, you swell up and your eyes pop out of your head and go 500 miles an hour or whatever. And so I remember just, you know, seeing all these diseases and going, wow, this is crazy. How do you, you know, you don't want to get that. You know, and it was always in the deep, dark recesses of Africa, you know, somebody wanting to take home a pet monkey or something like that. And it's very scary when you think about the ways the body can react, you know, to certain things, the chemicals and pathogens and what have you, and how easy certain things spread and what have you. But I'm telling you, the virus that we're talking about here, the Wuhan virus, in comparison to those things that I remember reading about, is nothing. If you have a compromised immune system, it's everything's a big deal, and this is yet another thing that could kill you. But if you have a compromised immune system, guess what? Everything could kill you. Hoy-ya-ya-ya. She goes on. We have viral and bacterial illnesses all year round, much more lethal than the Wuhan virus. She calls it the coronavirus, but I'm not calling it that. And we never shut down our communities, schools, concerts, and other events like this before. This is an attempt to destroy Trump's economy by the collective left. I agree. But here's the problem. It is not going to work. So, let me tell you what happened to me. This was Tuesday morning, and I'm telling you guys, I want you to understand. Yeah, it was Tuesday morning. Early in the morning, I made the decision. I said, you know what? I'm buying. It's time to buy. Because the Dow fell 3,000 points. It was at 20,000 and change. So I said, time to buy. So I don't know. I'm not even going to look at it for a while. But here's what I'm going to tell you. That Dow is going to move up from 20,000 back to 29,000 very quickly. And I'm going to then sell at some point. I'm going to profit take. And I'm going to make a third, 25% to 30% of my money, because I just put it in an index fund. I'm betting on Trump. And Trump was doing a press conference, and he was as cool as a cucumber. They go, what about this stock market? He goes, let me tell you something. He goes, yeah, it's taking a hit because of this stupid virus. But he goes, I'm going to tell you. He goes, the market is going to come. It's going to roar back. And I'm telling you, I looked in that man's eyes and went, okay. He's right. Now, I don't even have to look in his eyes because I know the economy's good. I talked about when I was on C-SPAN, they asked me, and I said, what fundamentally has changed about our economy? What? Trump's going to take a GDP hit because, you know, we had this little blip in productivity. But other than that, nothing's fundamentally changed. People are still buying. We're not inflationary. It isn't like, the dollar's dropping or whatever. Our economy remains strong. People are employed. They may not be at work right now. How long of a disruption do you think it's going to be? And then I asked myself a very simple question. I said, how long do you think that leftists want to be stuck with their miscreant kids? How long do you think that they want their kids out of school, that they got to go find child care, that, you know, all the different stuff that's involved with, the, you know, keeping kids at home? Even if they're not working, they don't want to take care of their own kids. Would you want to take care of those hooligan leftist kids? Huh. I don't think so. Anyway, she goes on to say, the person that wrote me this, she says, the politicians are so corrupt that for years they've been enriching themselves at our expense by selling out to foreign and domestic powers. Joe and Hunter Biden are poster politicians for pay-to-play. Hillary Clinton is another example. The Small Business Administration hearing yesterday demonstrated that the USA is over 80% dependent on China and foreign nations for goods. Yes, we are in a state of decline that the career criminal Congress has managed for over 30 years. Trump has exposed it. They don't like it. They want their power and their way of life back. No debates now. They will prop up and parade Joe Biden until after the election while everyone is quarantined. If we really buy this propaganda, we will be quarantined forever because influenza season is in August. Trump should cancel the election because we don't want people in voting centers exposing others to viral illnesses. This is insane. This is a perfect example of the media and government controlling the people. In China, a communist country, they force you to stay home or else. In the U.S., they pretend they care, but they want more of your money. Instead of a war, we have the virus. We have yet another bailout at the taxpayers' expense. It has already begun. That's what a listener wrote to me. I agree with most of it. I don't agree with all of it, but I agree with most of it. We're not going to do anything. The election is going to go on now. Are they trying to hide Joe Biden? Yeah. Can you blame them? I mean, if you had a demented person running for office under your watch, wouldn't you want them to keep him out of the public eye? They tell you, Joe Biden is good for 2 to 3 hours a day. Then his energy level drops and his dementia kicks in and he starts wandering around. I mean, if left to his druthers, Joe Biden would be out of the hotel room, wherever they're keeping him at, butt naked in the middle of traffic, you know, mumbling stuff about Jesus. That's what he would be doing. Joe Biden is a demented fella, and it's pretty sad that they want him there. But going back to what she said, he's corrupt. Hillary Clinton's corrupt. Our government is corrupt. Donald Trump exposes this, and they've looked for everything under the sun to get him, and they think that the Wuhan virus is going to do it. Adam Schiff is... Where is Adam Schiff? Huh? Where's Robert Mueller? Let me tell you, we're going to talk about Robert Mueller this hour. He's got some problems on his hands because it turns out he's crooked. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists underestimate Donald Trump, and they also underestimate you, the conservative American public, the humans among us in America. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, I never even do this, but I figure I should. So first of all, let me tell you guys, I do have a book called Race Pimping, and you could call it disease pimping, you could call it gender pimping, you could call it sex pimping, you could call it whatever you want. My book covers all that stuff. You should check it out, racepimping.com. The other thing I was going to tell you guys is if you do want to volunteer, if you have time and you say, man, I want to get in a game, I want to make sure we win this election, whatever, contact us. We'd love to get you set on something we're working on that is meaningful. We're not into cult of personality. If I wanted to be a cult of personality, there are many people you wouldn't know their names. You'd be talking about me. But I don't want to be. I enjoy having people, we all get together and we do something collective, you know, for the collective, and nobody's out there is an attention seeker. I've worked with attention seekers, and I mean, Do I understand them? Yeah, I understand that some people have to do that. I even understand that to a degree I've got to make sure I stay prominent. But holy cow, man, these cult of personalities that think there's something, it's undaunted. It's amazing. Anyway, glad you guys are here. The other thing, the final thing I was going to say is be sure to if you want to do something in radio, let us know. We love to get you involved with us. You do want to do voiceover? If you do voiceover, let us know what your talent is, and we will put you to work. We love working with folks that can do that are creative. Anyway, I was talking about the underestimation of Donald Trump, the underestimation of you, the voter. Let me tell you, what these people want is the left. They want to demoralize you. They want you to feel as if Donald Trump cannot win. He's incompetent, whatever. Whatever things they want you to believe, but they also want you to believe that Joe Biden is a great guy that could get it done. And I've asked many of my Trumpian friends, I say, you know, is there anything they can say to you that would make you go vote for Biden? And I haven't had a single person say, man, you know, I would give Biden a shot. Not one. But I'll tell you this, on the other side of the aisle, there are a lot of people going, I'm not too sure about this Biden guy. I think I would either sit it out or I might give Donald Trump a shot. I was trying to talk to somebody, one of my friends off the ledge the other day, and he's telling me all these reasons why, you know, Biden could win on us. I said, man, please. I said, because he's like, if we get the black vote, I go, you're going to get the black vote. I mean, the percentage that you need to win. We've already ensured you're going to get 12%. Question is, can we get it up to 20? Since if we get 20, we win. I go, that's very true. No question about that. But here's what I will tell you. The Bernie vote is the one that they should be most concerned about. And I've told you guys this. But I was explaining to them, it's the Bernie vote. That's the one. Biden's got to go and he's trying to appeal to them. He's trying to make them, hey, listen, I'm not as bad as you think. I'm more like Bernie than you think. And the more he talks, the more his dementia kicks in. Now, Bernie isn't going to drive the point home because he's not a fighter. But you can drive it home with Captain Demento. You can let him know. See, it's part of the trick with this whole Wuhan thing. Is they say, we're closing the bars, we're closing all the sporting venues, so all the kids, all the millennials, the Gen Xers, the Gen Zers, whatever they call themselves, they're all home now. They're not working, they're angry, they're idle, and they think that that anger is going to go towards Donald Trump. I don't believe it. I think that anger and ire is going to go towards their own legislators. They're going to go against Illinois' Governor Pritzker, who said, stay home. Mandatory this, no restaurants opening. All those people are going to go, this is the guy that did it. These are the people who did it. Crushing those hard partying leftists is going to backfire on the leftists themselves. They think that these youngsters are going to blame Trump. And that's going to be the mantra. It's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump. That's why Trump keeps calling it, he calls it the China virus. He doesn't even call it Wuhan. He says the China virus. Because it triggers the left. How dare he call it the China virus when it originated in China? How dare he? It's so xenophobic. And every time they say it, then more memes pump out of the left calling it the China virus, the Wuhan virus, whatever. All of them. You got to hear we played the clip the other day of the transition between the China coronavirus to now the COVID-19. Yeah, and anybody that says the other stuff, well, you're a racist. Well, were you racist when you said it? So if we do our jobs and we say, hey, millennials, you know who put this country in a state of fear and panic over this? It was your people. It was Democrats because they think you're stupid. If we play on that, man, we're good to go. Good to go. Oh, man. So Politico, I want to segue into this article. And then we are going to talk about Robert Mueller and some other stuff. But here's what Politico wrote. They said there's a fractioning of the MAGA people over the coronavirus. This is what I'm telling you. They wanted this disinformation campaign. They said just 2 weeks after the president rallied conservatives to focus on the threat of socialism, his followers are splitting over the coronavirus pandemic. On one side are those like Bill Mitchell, who dismiss it as nothing worse than the flu and the drive to eradicate it as climate change 2.0. as in a media lefty mass hysteria. On the other side are pro-Trump fixtures like Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller, who have been sounding alarms on the coronavirus since January and are calling for harsher lockdowns and social distancing. What they want you to believe, folks, is that there's a rift within the Republican community, the Trump, you know, supporting community, between those who find the coronavirus much ado about nothing, and those who say it's extremely serious and we've got to check it out. And let me tell you, if Politico wants you to believe there's a split. Now, I'm going to give you an assignment. All right, be ready to bring this back to the classroom tomorrow. You ask your friends who are Trump supporters, Republicans, that have said they're going to vote for Trump. Ask them a very simple question. Say, look, just out of curiosity, is there anything about the coronavirus, or the Wuhan virus, don't say corona, don't say COVID-19, the Wuhan or the China virus, either one, that makes you take pause on President Trump? Is there anything about this issue, and you know what, just for shiggles, throw in any other issue, that's going to make you not vote for President Trump? If you voted for him this time, or if you've been to a rally and you decided, yeah, I'm thinking about voting for him, is there anything about this that makes you not want to vote for him now? And I'm going to make you a bet that 90% of the people you talk to, or more, if you talk to 10, 9 out of 10 will tell you, I'm not changing my vote. There's no issue. There is no divide. And I don't care what Miller said, and I don't care what this Bill Mitchell said. I believe I'm still going to vote for Trump. And I'm going to bet you most of them say that they still will. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Treasury Department is proposing $250 million in direct payments to Americans starting April 6th. Another round of $250 billion would start on May 18th. As the coronavirus crisis hammers the U.S. economy, the stimulus package would be tiered in payments based on income level and family size. Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says millennials are at risk for the virus.
there may be disproportional number of infections among that group. And so even if it's a rare occurrence, it may be seen more frequently in that group and be evident now.
Trading on Wall Street is resuming after the S&P lost 7% of its value today. This is the fourth time in more than a week that trading has been halted in one of the most volatile periods in market history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So the thing came across my desk, and it was about these names of the various Democrats. Welcome back, to the Kevin Jackson Show. So here it is. Obama's real name is Barry Sotoro. True. Ilhan Omar's real name is Ilhan Esme. I think it's Elmi. Kirsten Gillibrand, his real name is Tina Rudnick. Bill de Blasio's real name is Warren Wilhelm. Beto O'Rourke is really Robert O'Rourke. Bernie Sanders is Bernard Gutman. Kamala Harris is Maya Harrison. Pete Buttigieg is Paul Montgomery. Elizabeth Warren is Liz Herring. Cory Booker is known as Tony Booger. And Eric Holder is Eric Kempton. And so I thought, wow, you know, these duplicitous Democrats, they will call themselves anything. They will rebrand. They will go from being Democrats to progressives to whatevers. And so I thought to myself, you know, very typical. And by the way, Barack Obama really was Barry Sotoro. He changed his name to Barack in order to make it sound more intriguing. And, of course, he duped Americans into voting for him for 8 years of the worst presidency of our lives. Those are the facts. Oh, thanks for adjusting that volume, because I couldn't hear myself. But as I researched this, I found out, well, this isn't, you know, this is not exactly the way that it appears. Ilhan Elmi is a maiden name. Kirsten Gillibrand, she was her nickname, Tina. Rudnick was her maiden name. Gillibrand is a married name. Bill de Blasio, Warren Wilhelm, his mother's name was de Blasio. He at one point was Warren de Blasio Wilhelm. He changed it to Bill de Blasio Wilhelm and ultimately Bill de Blasio. But he's carrying his mother's maiden name. Beto O'Rourke is a nickname. His real name is Robert O'Rourke. We've always known that. Barry Sanders has never been Barry Gutman. Kamala Harris has a sister named Maya Harris, but she's never been Maya Harrison. Pete Buttigieg is Pete Paul Montgomery Buttigieg. Elizabeth Warren, maiden name was Herring. Cory Booker, Tony Booger, if that was indeed his name. Okay, well, pick a good one. Eric Holder is Eric Hempton Holder. Here's the deal. You know, you gotta check this stuff out. It appears like, wow, these guys have all changed their names. The only one on that list who really is suspect is Barry Sotoro. Because Barack Obama, we don't know who he is. He's legit. He should be on a list of people who've changed their names for nefarious reasons. The rest of these people, no reason to do it. Just deciding, you know, they're going to take their mom's name or whatever else. And they did it. I don't have any problem with that. People change their names not because they're going into witness protection or whatever. All I'm saying, folks, is if you're going to present information that's anti-left, make sure it's legit. There's enough legit stuff about these clowns. We don't have to fake it. It's crazy. This thing's been circulating for some time. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was Mueller. Mueller's team and what they did. They accepted Flynn's guilty plea on a charge of lying about his conversation with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Even though agents told the DOJ that they thought the former general was not lying and simply had a faulty memory. DOJ officials believed that the threat the FBI was using to prosecute Flynn, under an obscure law known as the Logan Act was a stretch. They knew that they had nothing against General Flynn. Now, I'm telling you this because what I'm saying to you is the left can be disingenuous. They can lie about a lot of stuff. They lied about the Patriot Act and why they were looking into Donald Trump's people, his satellites as they called them. They lied about Russian collusion. They lied about obstruction. They lied about the Ukraine situation. They lied about impeachment. They told multiple lies about Trump. Every time they tell you Donald Trump has lied 17,000 times, what they're saying to you is we've lied 17,000 times and trying to pretend that Donald Trump has lied 17,000 times. They're liars, disingenuous to their rotten core. But we don't need to make anything up about them. We don't need to pretend that they've changed their names when they haven't changed their names. They've gotten married, they've done other things, but they haven't changed their names. Some of the DOJ officials' assessments of the Mueller team were backed up by former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. In other words, Andrew McCabe lied. This is an article and it talks about the documents add credence to the arguments Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, is making that the former national security advisor was coerced into making his 2018 guilty plea and should be allowed to withdraw it. Not only should he be allowed to withdraw it, if they don't let him withdraw it, the president should issue a pardon to General Michael Flynn immediately and then even allow him to sue the clowns that tried to get him convicted, did convict him. They still haven't technically convicted him. Now, I talked, if I haven't talked about it, I think we did, about the Russians and Concord. Did we talk about this? Because Concord, the people who, Mueller said was guilty, these Russians that were guilty, they were not guilty. In fact, these people are now mad at Robert Mueller, and they came over, and guess what? The prosecution dropped the case. Anyway, I want to go back to Flynn. Yates, the Obama administration holdover, rose in January 2017 to Trump's acting attorney general, only to be fired by the president. She described her concerns to the Mueller team about a January 24th effort by the Bureau to interview Flynn about his contacts with Russia without letting him know he was under investigation. During an SCO, that's a special counsel's office interview, a former acting general, Sally Yates said on January 24th of 2017 that Comey advised Yates that two FBI agents were on their way to interview Flynn. A May 2018 Mueller team letter to Flynn's lawyer stated the interview was problematic from Yates' perspective because as a matter of protocol and courtesy, the White House counsel's office should have been notified beforehand, but they didn't care about protocol or courtesy. They were out to get Donald Trump by any means necessary. The next day, Yates told the Mueller team that the FBI debriefed her on what transpired during Flynn's interview, and the FBI focused on whether he remembered talking to the Russian ambassador about sanctions. The gist of what she said was that Flynn was very accommodating, but the agents had not confronted him directly. This is what was said in the letter. He was nudged at one point, and he said something like, oh, thank you for reminding me. But he denied having a conversation about sanctions. Yates did not speak to the interviewing agents herself, but understood from others that the interviewing agent's assessment was that Flynn showed no tells of lying. And it was possible he really did not remember the substance of his calls with Ambassador Kislyak. Now, I would ask you, do you remember the substance of all of your calls? I'm going to answer for you. Of course you know. I write stuff all the time. Do you know that my staff will read back things that I've written and I'll go, did I write that? And they're like, yeah, you sent that by email 2 days ago. I don't remember. I write stuff. Kevin, we need a short thing on this. We need this or that. Okay, I'm on it. Boom, I write it, it's done. I don't record it to memory. I'm not trying to be photographic in my memory. Mueller eventually accepted a guilty plea from Flynn, acknowledging he lied in the FBI interview about his discussions with sanctions with Kislyak, and now he wants to withdraw his plea, and he should do more than withdraw his plea. These people were lying about him. The comments attributed to Yates in the Mueller letter are far different than the ones she made in May of 2017, when she told CNN that Flynn was in a serious compromised situation, that the Russians had real leverage over him. They had no such leverage. There was nothing to be leveraged. This is the FBI working its mojo, trying to get Flynn to turn on President Trump, trying to embarrass the Trump administration. Why? Because they did not like how you voted. It's that simple. These are the deep state swamp rats that we talk about all the time. The FBI did not know, they said, well, let me go back. Former acting assistant AG Mary McCord told Mueller's prosecutors that the FBI did not tell Flynn he was under investigation during the interview, did not give him the usual notification that he could be charged with a crime if he misled the agents. They didn't want to insinuate the existence of a criminal investigation to Flynn, and to that end, they did not give Title 18 U.S. Code 1001 warning to Flynn. This is what Mueller's correspondent said. The FBI indicated there was no need to re-interview him. This was a setup. You know this. Now a guy whose career was ruined is all because the Democrats want it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan in place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Stocks continue to fall today. Was the weather support negative?
Right? Best thing I can do for the stock market is we have to get through this crisis. That's what I can do. That's the best thing we can do. That's what I think about. Once this virus is gone, I think you're going to have a stock market like nobody's ever seen before.
I agree, Mr. President. Hear, hear. That is why I put a little bit of change into the market in QQQ. I'm not telling you to do it. I have nothing to do with the stock market other than I'm just telling you I made the move to put money in the index fund because I'm going, if the stock market is at 20,000 and it was up to 29 and it will be back, I want to ride that wave. That's a good wave to ride. That's better than I did with gold. Gold dropped, by the way. It's been dropping pretty good. It's funny because gold normally doesn't. When the stock market is doing bad, gold is going up, but gold is dropping with it. It's kind of a strange dynamic, the little bit that I do know about the market. Oh, boy. So there's a controversial story in the news. It has nothing to do with politics per se. In fact, the funny part about this story is it involves RuPaul. If you don't know who RuPaul is, he's a tall black man who is a transvestite. He dresses in ways, and he's totally gay. But he's not a transsexual. He's a transvestite. And he wears, you know, has been dressing as a woman for years. RuPaul's probably in his 60s now. And I had no idea this dude. He's got to be, I don't know what he's worth. RuPaul's got to be worth millions and millions of dollars. I'm not talking about two or three. I'm talking about a lot. This guy has a 600,000-acre ranch in Wyoming. Now, Wyoming's a big state, and it's got some crappy stuff. But I'm telling, I have friends in Jackson, Wyoming. Woo! If you own 2 acres in Jackson, Wyoming, you are in some tall cotton. That place is beautiful. You fly into that airport, you see the Grand Tetons as you're landing. It'll be on the right side of the airplane. I can tell you, I remember being in Jackson, Wyoming. And you get there, and here's what I can tell you about what I know. So some of my richest benefactors have homes in Jackson and elsewhere. Like, I was at a meeting in Naples, and everybody had, it was like Bernie Sanders' hangout. Well, you know, we spend our time in Naples, and then we also have a place in Jackson. Well, we spend our time in Naples. We've also got a summer home in Texas. Somewhere, a winter home, blah, blah, blah. And we have a place in Jackson. And I was like, Jackson, that's me. That's my name. Jackson needs a place in Jackson. Place is spectacular. Now, here's the problem. It's overrun by lefties, but it is a spectacular place. But RuPaul owns 600,000 acres in Wyoming. I don't know where it's at in relation to Jackson, but that's not even the controversy. The controversy is this lefty. I mean, look, I shouldn't even say that. I don't know whether RuPaul is technically a lefty, but I do know this. He's very flamboyant, LGBT, member of Hollywood, and so it sets up that he's very lefty, right? I mean, I know I'm being general. I'm generalizing a bit here, and that's okay. You know, I'm admitting I could very well be wrong. And in fact, the story that I'm about to tell you about RuPaul maybe means that I am wrong. Maybe RuPaul is a conservative. There are gay conservatives. There are gay flamboyant conservatives. And when I say conservative, see, this is where we get into the definition. Oh, Kevin, how can you be a gay flamboyant conservative? Because you can be being yourself. Does not mean you don't have to be conservative. Oh, man, he is so far out to Elton John. I mean, Elton John's not a conservative, but if you said to me Elton John's a conservative, I wouldn't be like, oh, he can't possibly be a conservative. Have you seen his clothes? He's totally gay, too, you know. No, we have gay conservatives, and some of them, believe it or not, are flamboyant. And they still love Trump. They love conservative lifestyle. They don't lead with sexuality. They are human beings first. Maybe RuPaul fits that category because I'm telling you, the dude is doing well. He's a capitalist for sure. I remember when RuPaul came out, I was a youngster. And I remember thinking, no, when I say came out, I don't mean came out gay. When he became popular, I remember thinking, man, that's just a clown act. That's not going to last. Huh? Joke's on me. The dude has been around for decades, and I'm telling you, embraced and loved by Holly weirdos. And he has made a fortune to have 600. Look, at $100 an acre, RuPaul's joint is worth $60 million. $100 an acre. I don't know where it is in Wyoming, but 600,000 acres is a lot of land. I grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch, and I thought that was big. 600,000 acres. And guess how he makes his money? RuPaul makes his money selling oil rights on his property. Oil rights. And then he also sells grazing rights to ranchers. So RuPaul is all about non-climate change, you know, stuff. He's selling his oil rights to the people that are drilling. They believe fracking in the area. And he's got those methane-producing cattle that he sells the ranchers' rights to graze on his land. Yep, that RuPaul. I wonder if Alyssa Milano and Mark Ruffalo are aware of this. So here's what Page Six wrote. RuPaul is an oil queen. The drag race host told NPR what goes on his... Well, now I'm confused because it says 60,000, but they with four zeros after the comma. So I'll be honest, I don't know whether it's 60,000 or 600,000. Either way, it's a lot of land. I would predict it's probably 60,000 because when I saw 600,000, I was like, wait a minute. That's gargantuan. You got to be a... 600,000 acres, man, you have an operation. You can't just let... People could be on your land and you not even know it. You understand what I'm saying? A person could build a home on your land and you not know it. It's 600,000 acres. Because I know what 25,000 acres looks like. I've been all over the Brady Creek Ranch. Anyway, this one, I don't know whether it's 600,000 or 60,000, but he says he owns with his husband, George Labar. And apparently it doesn't involve a whole lot of roping steers. Well, a modern ranch, 21st century ranch, is really land management, RuPaul said. You lease the mineral rights to oil companies, you sell water to oil companies, and you then lease the grazing rights to different ranchers. After the interview aired, some on the internet felt that the icon may have been admitting to the controversial practice of hydraulic fracking, which has been maligned by celebs like Mark Ruffalo, Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney over environmental concerns. So see, this is where I go back to, and again, I don't know whether RuPaul's a lefty. I don't. I'm just kind of presuming that he is. Because first of all, if you're lefty, you think that you're married as a gay person, and you're not. He's in a relationship with this guy, and I'm sure it is as loving as any marriage between a man and a woman. But he's not married. So that's what makes me, you know, lends itself to saying he's a lefty. And for those of you who don't share my view on this, well, you're wrong. You're flatly wrong. Gay people cannot be married. They can be put together in a union of whatever type they want, and it can be as strong as a marriage, for all I care. But it is not going to be ordained by God. There you go. And that's the definition of marriage. So, but if he isn't a lefty, then I applaud him. I applaud him for figuring out and say, look, we have this land. This is how we're going to finance the land. This is what we do. Congratulations. But if he is a lefty, then he's very disingenuous. He's very disingenuous. And if he's not, then we're good. But if he is, he's like most of these leftists. Mark Ruffalo and Lady Gaga and all these other people, they will pretend that they are living their lives in the vegan way and all these other things. They are lying to you. They're not living their lives that way. They'll live their lives publicly that way, but privately, they are everything you represent. They are meat eaters. They use more electricity than the average person. They take advantage of all the creature comforts of life. They, you know, you name it. So I hope RuPaul is a conservative, that he lets these ranchers graze their flatulent cattle there, and that he allows the oil companies to frack, and that he profits and lives a happy life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.